The IRS is the latest federal agency to admit that spending unprecedented amounts of taxpayer money during the pandemic resulted in unprecedented levels of taxpayer money being stolen by scammers. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine, and you're listening to American Radio Journal. This week, I'm taking you through a new report from the IRS that details the, frankly, astonishing levels of fraud within the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. That was a program created by Congress as part of the CARES Act that was intended to give businesses tax breaks if they kept employees on the payroll during the COVID lockdowns. As you'll certainly recall, in those early days of the pandemic, businesses were shutting down. Unemployment was skyrocketing overnight, and so Congress was trying to do something about that. It was a bad situation, but the hasty and poorly thought out attempt at fixing it seems to have caused a bunch of other problems. As J.D. Tuccilli reports for Reason this week, the IRS now says that between 10% and 20% of the tax credits distributed through the Employee Retention Program fall into what the agency calls the highest risk group, which show clear signs of being erroneous claims for those tax credits. In addition to that 10 to 20%, another 60 to 70% of the claims show what the IRS calls an unacceptable level of risk. To qualify for an employee retention tax credit, a business had to show that it was shut down by a government COVID order, so was subject to some sort of lockdown during 2020 or the first quarter of 2021, or that the business had experienced a decline in gross receipts during that period. But it was clear pretty early on that scammers were taking advantage of the giveaway of taxpayer money and those tax credits, either claiming them for themselves or posing as a middleman to pass those claims along to other businesses. By March of 2023, the IRS had found that there were blatant attempts by promoters to con ineligible people into claiming the credit. In September of last year, the IRS actually stopped processing these claims altogether amidst what it called growing evidence that vast numbers of applications were improper. In March of this year, the IRS announced a new voluntary disclosure program. The idea there was to allow scammers or businesses that had improperly claimed the tax credit to come forward, and they would be allowed to keep 20% of what they got if they returned the rest. The program has already recovered about $2 billion, which is nothing to sneeze at, but I think that indicates that there's a huge amount of unrecovered fraud out there, and we may never get a final accounting of exactly how much this program lost. Other attempts to put the horse back in the barn have shown similar results. In April, Attorney General Merrick Garland boasted that the Justice Department's COVID-19 Fraud Enforcement Task Force had charged more than 3,500 defendants and seized over $1.4 billion in stolen COVID-19 relief funds. The task force had also filed more than 400 civil lawsuits, resulting in court judgments and settlements. Of course, doing all of this requires spending more taxpayer money to try to recover some of the taxpayer money that's already gone, and ultimately we're just scratching the surface. State-level unemployment programs, which were backed up by an explicit promise from the federal government to cover their costs during the pandemic, they were a particularly big target for scammers. In a report published last year, the Government Accountability Office found substantial levels of fraud in the pandemic-era unemployment programs. Applicants submitted falsified income or employment information, and some fraudsters used false identities altogether. At the time that report was published, state-level unemployment agencies had reported more than $4.3 billion in pandemic fraud, but the Department of Labor's Inspector General estimated that the final total was likely to be more than 10 times bigger, over $45 billion, potentially as high as $60 billion. And even that pales in comparison to the estimated $200 billion that's believed to have been stolen from two programs administered by the Small Business Administration. The SBA was responsible for administering the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program and the Paycheck Protection Program during the pandemic, but the SBA's Inspector General now believes that at least 17% of all funds distributed through those two programs went to, quote, fraudulent actors. In all, the SBA issued more than 4.5 million loans to fraudulent recipients, and in one case highlighted in the Inspector General report, a group of eight people submitted at least 150 different loan applications and obtained over $18 million in funds from those two programs, then used the money to buy luxury homes, gold coins, diamonds, jewelry, luxury watches, and even a luxury motorcycle. In another case, a single person managed to scam the system 150 times over, securing $3 million in pandemic aid. The fact that so much money was stolen or otherwise wasted during the pandemic ought to be infuriating on its own terms, but there's a second factor at play too. All of that government spending has likely contributed to inflation. As Tuccilli points out in his piece at Reason.com this week, it today costs you about $124 to purchase what $100 would have bought you in 2019 before anybody had heard of COVID. And economists are increasingly drawing a connection between all that stimulus spending and the higher prices that we've experienced in the past few years. U.S. fiscal stimulus during the pandemic contributed to an increase in inflation of about 2.6 percentage points in the U.S. That's according to three economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis in a report published last year. They said that governments injected large amounts of money into the economy, money that was effectively created out of thin air to artificially pump up the economy during the pandemic. Separately, in an analysis for the International Monetary Fund, economist John Cochran concluded that the source of higher inflation is not that hard to find. He says that the response to the pandemic's dislocations, the U.S. government sent about $5 trillion in checks to people and businesses, $3 trillion of it was newly printed money with no plans to ever have that repaid. So it looks like scammers got away with lots of free cash during the pandemic, and hey, so did lots of other people that got the money even though they weren't trying to scam the government, and all of us are still paying the price. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. You can check out more of our coverage of this and everything else going on in Washington and around the country this week at Reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.